Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 7, Scene 4. Yashoda sees the universal vision for the first time. After this incident, when Yashoda once was nursing her child and patting Krishna with great affection, there streamed a profuse supply of milk from Yashoda's breast. And when Yashoda opened the mouth of the child with her fingers, Yashoda suddenly saw the universal manifestation within Krishna's mouth. Yashoda saw within the mouth of Krishna the whole sky, including the luminaries, the stars in all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, and all other movable and immovable entities. Upon seeing this, Mother Yashoda's heart began to throb, and she murmured within herself, "How wonderful this is!" Yashoda could not express anything, but simply closed her eyes. Yashoda was absorbed in wonderful thoughts. Krishna showing the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even when lying down on the lap of his mother, proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether manifested as a child on the lap of his mother or as a chariot driver on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The concoction of the impersonalist that one can become God by meditation or by some artificial material activities is herewith declared false. God is always God in any condition or status, and the living entities are always the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. They can never be equal to the inconceivable supernatural power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.